Well, how about Ananias and Sapphira? Well, my answer to that is this. If that was God's normal mode of operation, I don't know how many people there would be left in our churches. So if you want to use Ananias and Sapphira as a way that God deals with lying, then I don't know how many people there'd be left in church. Like, I think there'd just be maybe just Bill and I in our church. And I'm not sure about Bill.
Some answers are very predictable.
Yeah. So we're not at all saying that God can't do whatever God wants to do. We're just saying that God doesn't have to kill people to create justice because he's already done that on the cross. So he's free to release mercy without being a crooked judge. Secondly, I think that it's important for us to realize that sometimes when God prophesies to us, he's testing our heart rather than determining our destiny. And there's several examples in the Bible, too, that you would know right away. In Genesis 18, when God says to Abraham, basically he says, I'm gonna destroy Sodom. And you know that Abraham tries to get God to not destroy Sodom. And Abraham's called a friend of God. The same thing in Exodus 32, when God says to Moses, I'm going to destroy these people and make you a great nation. I'm afraid that a whole bunch of our prophets would applaud that and think, awesome, I ought to be a great nation. Kill these people. I'm tired of them too. But you know, you know the conversation that he has with God. He talks God out of it. And I don't think that God was trying to destroy people. I don't think God was going, oh, Moses, thank you. I'm getting kind of old, and I'm sure glad I created you because I totally forgot about those promises that I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I think that he was trying to see if he had a leader. So he pronounces judgment and waits to see if somebody will rise up and call for mercy. And God goes, I got a man. I got a woman I can trust. And so I feel like if God ever gives you a judgment word, that's the time to call for mercy. And the last thing is this. Whenever we think that we have authority to judge nations, we need to realize that we didn't get in the kingdom through our works. We got in through his. So it's really funny to me that we never could get in through our works, but then once we get in, we want everyone to get in through theirs.